This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Tristy Rodriguez, and she joins us now on D'Lo and KC. Tristy Rodriguez, NBC Sports Bay Area. What's going on with you? I think this is your... this is the first time you've been on D'Lo and KC, huh?
My debut. Come on, it's been forever.
And D'Lo not even here, man. Damn. See, the problem is we can't keep up. You know, sometimes she in Sacramento. Sometimes she in Paris. Sometimes she – I mean, you just never know. You never know where she at.
Literally in Oakland right now, so.
So, the Kings season is back. They're back on the floor. I've been asking people all day long, what is – the thing you're most looking forward to tonight with this team and just the Kings in general?
I mean, I feel like the obvious answer is just watching DeMar and how he fits with this team. And I think people are interested in like how the offense will flow with DeMar, but I'm kind of interested to just see how this team plays defensively with him, which I know is kind of like an area of concern because they didn't really address their defensive needs over the offseason, but it doesn't take away from what DeMar brings to the court. I think I'm just interested to see how that plays out on the defensive end of the floor. And then you throw in Keon there. We know how that defense shifted once he was inserted into the starting lineup last year. Yeah. So with a couple more reps with the starting lineup, I want to see how Keon kind of helps the defense as well. And just some of the new guys, I guess. I'm interested to see. I'm big on Jalen McDaniel. I know he's kind of a sleeper. I've had conversations with people and they're like, really, Jalen? I think he needed a fresh start. And I think Sacramento, as we've seen with Malik Monk, is a place to find that. So yeah. I'm excited to see him and some of the other new guys as well.
Yeah, that's one of the guys that I'm interested in as well that I haven't really talked about myself. But just the... I guess the idea of a guy that's 6'8", 6'9", versatile, can move, has a little bit of offensive game. Like, in theory, it's like, yeah, I want to see what this guy's talking about, especially for a Kings team that always talking about they need a 3-and-D guy or whatever. It seems like he fits the mold. He hasn't been, like, super, I don't want to say impressive. That's not the word I'm looking for. But he hasn't really found his footing with other franchises in the league. But like you just mentioned, coming here to Sacramento, it could be a perfect situation, a perfect spot for him, and he could thrive here.
Yeah, and I think like Sacramento's been looking for that 3-and-D guy, right, for a long time now. And maybe I'm a little biased because he's a fellow San Diego State alum.
Okay, Aztec, Pac-12. We'll see you soon in the Pac-12. I'm just saying it right now. We'll see you soon in the Pac-12.
It's crazy. It's getting spooky. but no, I followed him. We We went to school at the same time. So I followed him in college, and he was literally the best player on the team. So I guess it's not surprising that, you know, college success doesn't always translate immediately to NBA. Like, again, Malik, perfect example. Mm-hmm. But I think I asked him at Media Day, actually, like, how excited is he to play for a coach like Mike Brown, being a defense type guy? And he just, like, he's a pretty, like, cool, calm, collective guy. The way his face lit up when I asked him that, he was just, you could see it on his face how excited he is. And I think that says a lot about a player being excited to play for a coach like Mike Brown.
Right, right. Nah, it's, Mike Brown is a guy that I'm a believer in his ability to identify guys, especially when he sees a guy like McDaniels or like Andrew Wiggins, where, hey, I think you could be this on the defensive end if you just learn these things, or we put you in this situation. And it kind of feels like he's got plans for Jalen McDaniels. Like, he's like, I'm gonna put you in situations where I could see if you can thrive, and, you know, kind of be a piece that we're looking for with the Kings. It's a good call by you. I forgot about him. I was kind of interested in him when that trade went down. With the rest of the Kings team, we got Tristy Rodriguez, NBC Sports Bay Area. Covers the Kings, covers a little bit of everybody, but we see her at the Kings games a lot. But one of the things that I think about with this team, this Kings team this year with DeMar DeRozan there, is I just think they're going to, we talk about defense, but I think they're going to be so dynamic on the offensive end. So dynamic. I think they're going to be a team that is going to be hard to guard night in and night out in the regular season. Do you see the same thing for this team, or do you see maybe some growing pains where they may have to figure out how to incorporate Keegan or even incorporate DeMar and all this other stuff, and people finding their way? Do you think it'll be kind of seamless with this team offensively, or, you know, is it going to be some speed bumps?
I agree with you. I think we saw their offense two seasons ago, how dynamic that was. Mm-hmm. You add a player of DeMar DeRozan's caliber, and that can only improve it. I'm also big on Kevin Huerter. I think that he's due for a bounce back season. I know he dealt with the injuries last year. He was in a shooting slump, seemed like, all season, but I feel like he's only due to, you know, have a bounce back season. It seems like Mike Brown is really keen on him and keeping him in the rotation once he's back healthy. But yeah, to answer your question, I think I've seen a lot of concern about how Keegan might, how his offense might, or his role might, you know, adjust or lessen with DeMar in the lineup now. But I don't see that at all. I think if anything, it can be a good thing for Keegan. You see, I was writing a story the other day about, I think it was Steph Curry and Brandon Pajemski, because we also cover the Warriors in the Bay. seriously. And You think of a player, Brandon Pajemski, coming for Steph's role, right? No, you don't come for Steph's role. He learns from Steph, and he can only, Steph can only make him better. So I only see that happening with Keegan and DeMar. I know it's not the same type, the same perfect example, but I see that happening. And I think it goes back to, what is their identity, right? Because two seasons ago, it was their offense. It was DHOs. It was fast. It was, you know, the pace, all that. Last season, it seemed like Mike Brown was kind of turning the emphasis on defense and physicality. And then this season, it seems kind of like they need to find what their identity is. I think they can get back to that offense like it was two seasons ago, while also continuing to make defensive strides. And I think one of the themes that Mike Brown talked about throughout this past week of training camp is also crashing the glass on the offensive side of the floor. So I think
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's emphasis, or their identity, once they establish it, still needs to be offense, just because you have DeMar DeRozan, DeMontis Sabonis, and De'Aaron Fox on the floor with you. It has to be offense, right? Mm-hmm. But we saw the leap that De'Aaron even made last year. We saw on the defensive end of the floor, we saw the defensive strides that Keegan made. You throw Keon Ellis in there, Trey Lyles, his physicality, Jalen McDaniels, like we just mentioned. We'll see how he plays out on the defensive things. But I think, yes, I think they can get back to that offensive, that offensive success while still making progress defensively.
I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. I thought that was a misstep by that coaching staff last year, that they put a little too much emphasis on defense first. And I understand why. You're trying to make a jump, be a championship contender, be a team that is taken seriously in the postseason. You're going to have to defend. I get all that. But I thought they went too far left. I thought they went too far kind of ignoring what I like to call their superpower, which is offensive explosion. And I'm hearing the same things from you, from other reporters who are there every day, that Mike Brown and the coaching staff is kind of leaning back into, hey, let's get back to what made us great a couple years ago. And you can do that and still work on being a better defensive team. Like, it doesn't have to be either or. Like, you can still put more emphasis back on being top flight on the offensive end and say, hey, here's where we can improve on the defensive end. So I'm with you. I think that's going to be a big part of getting back to kind of that Beam Team 1 type mentality, where they're putting up 120, 125, 130 on any given night.
I agree with you. What's the saying? If it's not broken, don't fix it. I feel like it worked two seasons ago. You can still emphasize defense and the importance of physicality, but offense, like you said, is your superpower. So don't mess with it.
That's it. Tristy, I know you're busy. You're going to be at the game tonight, right?
I am. So are you?
I'm not going to be at the game tonight. I'm daddy duties. Daddy duties call. So, yeah, I won't be at the game tonight. But I know you're busy. You got to get out to the Golden One. I said I wasn't going to do it, but I can't not do it.
I know what's coming, and I'm leaving.
You. No,
I'm
I can't. I know can't what's look, coming. I cannot ask you about what's going on down in L.A. I don't, what's going on? I saw you on Media Day.
What's going on across the Bay Bridge for your team?
That's deflecting. As D'Lo would say, that's deflecting right now. Now, look, I was dead serious. I saw you on Media Day, and I was dead serious. I said, I think the Dodgers are winning a World Series. I believe that. I thought
and
that.
I knew it was a reverse cycle.
No reverse jinx. I don't need a jinx to say I hate the Dodgers. I'll just say I hate the Dodgers. I'll just say I hate them. I hope they burn in hell. I'll say that. But at the time I was like, no, they're gonna win. Now that I'm here, I'm like, I don't know if they got the pitching. I don't know if they got the pitching to beat the Padres. Yeah, you did say it. You did say that. I don't know if they got the pitching to do it. They're going with the season's on the line, they're going with a bullpen day.
I mean, the bullpen has kind of been keeping us in the game Our defense has been trash. Our bats go silent when it's the most important time. Mm. Mookie finally, like, at the end of our lineup is trapped. Like, just don't even get me started. You know what's crazy is you can't hurt me. Nobody can hurt me because they hurt me. And I'm a Dodgers fan. Like, I've just been hurt my whole life. So it's fine.
Aren't you a Niners fan too?
No, but I'm an honorary fake Niners fan.
Oh, okay. Well, all right.
Yes, I own that title. Everybody at the office calls me honorary fake Niners fan because I have like 30 teams. Well, but
the whole league, the whole damn league is just your team, huh?
Yes, basically. But you know what I always say? If you're a Giants fan that is also a Niners fan, please do not text me, be in my mentions about the Dodgers because the Niners are the Dodgers of the NFL and vice versa.
Well, I'm texting you tonight after Tatis hits another bomb in the left field. And I'm like, what's up, Tristia? I know you're at the Kings game. I'm going to just keep you updated.
So I'm going to text you in February when the Niners
that's
uncalled
for. That's uncalled for. There's no need. No need.
And they lose in the very last minute, drive to the Chiefs.
I still, now, as I watch the series, I think the Padres are the better team. But I still feel.
They just want it more, it seems like.
I still feel like we got a game five coming. I do. I don't know how the Dodgers are going to get there because I don't like Dave Roberts talking about, oh, it's a bullpen game. That sounds crazy. I know the bullpen's been cooking, but with your season on the line, like, you should have a starter that you could go to be like, hey, save us.
We don't have anyone. We don't. Everyone's hurt.
Yeah. I'm going to stick with what I said. I think it goes five, and we'll see what happens.
For my mental sanity, I hope it doesn't. And I just hope they lose tonight and it's over.
That's where we're at.
Can't do it. Oh. I'm going to be watching the game tonight somehow while also trying to watch this Kings game. And I'm like, I'm unwell. Do you want to know something? This is an accident. Let me just preface by saying this. It was an accident. Uh-huh. Last night while watching the game, when Tatis hit that homer, I was cooking and I was like chopping vegetables, cutting up vegetables. Yeah. And I gashed my entire eye while watching the game because I was like, it was an accident. Like I'm saying, it was an accident.
No, we need to get that.
You can imagine just how that went down, knife, like, and yeah.
See, it's even more reason we got to get the Dodgers out of the paint, man. They're out here. The Dodgers are hurting you now. The Dodgers are hurting you. Dodgers got to go. They got to go.
That's why I said nobody can hurt me because the Dodgers mentally and physically are hurting me. So,
well, watch
say whatever you want. It doesn't faze me.
Watch the game, not cooking or anything. You'll be at Golden 1 Center today. Tristy, I'm just going to tell you right now, they already knew who Tristy was, but some people were introduced. They will be saying hi to you today at the Golden 1 Center. I think that's going to happen, judging by the chat. So if you see her, just say what's up and just say, hey, praying for you because, you know, it's going to be a rough Wednesday, I think. It's going to be a rough Wednesday. But Tristy,
if you see me punching my laptop during the middle of the game, you know what's happening.
Do not wreck your tools. Don't do that. I appreciate you pulling up on me, though. I know you got a busy day, man, and I hit you on the emergency tip, like, hey, can you come on real quick? So I appreciate you. And then you got to come on here a little more regular. D-Lo will be back, and we'll chop it up.
Yeah, let's do it. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.